Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful portion of Scripture, Father God, that says that Jew and Gentile have been united and we've all got access to you by the Spirit. So beautiful, Father God, that we can perceive we're part of your family and then also part of the covenants and the wonderful stories of men of faith, Lord, that we are also those people of faith now, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us to us and bless us. Bless us to our day in Jesus' name. Amen. The readings is Ephesians 2 verses 11 to 13, and we're reading from the Message.
But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's ways had no idea of any of this. Didn't know the first thing about the way God works, hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenants and promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ, dying that death, shedding that blood, you, who were once out of it altogether, are in on everything.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, so we once were out. We just saw Israel as just a part, God's people. But praise God, we all included now. This is its family we've been looking at when we speak about the Old Testament, guys. And we built on that beautiful foundation. So, yeah, it's just so wonderful. The God, the work of Jesus just totally amazes us. We've been brought near by his blood. And I think of Romans chapter 2, the last verse. The true Jew is circumcised in his heart, and his praise is from God. So we true Jews now, having surrendered to Jesus, his blood has brought us near. And as we just stay in tune and listen to God from the spirit, from the heart to the soul, to the body, and then live it out. Amen. That's what's so required, but it's all because we have been united, we have been joined, we are co-heirs with Jesus. And so the rich history of God's work with the Jews is also relative to us to understand the goodness of God. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, Lord, for your protection in every way. And thank you for this Easter weekend ahead of us, that we can really be drawn closer to you and remember what you have done for us and your great love for each and everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.